This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens came into office with little political experience, but a lot to say about how the state was being run. But Democrats and Republicans say the governor stumbled when dealing with them. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on why the governor's relationship with the legislature may need some repair.
As Governor Eric Greitens stood before reporters after the General Assembly adjourned last week, he was seemingly pretty proud of himself. The Republican supermajority sent long-standing priorities to his desk, including legislation banning mandatory union dues and restricting lawsuits. But Greitens wasn't satisfied. He made it clear he wasn't happy with how lawmakers spent their time.
If you say, what's the grade that I'd give the legislature? Frankly, sometimes it looked like third grade.
The governor said lawmakers wasted lots of time fighting with each other, as opposed to tackling business-friendly bills or addressing education or crime legislation.
We've done some really, really good work, our administration has, but the legislature, their work's certainly incomplete. And you know what? Sometimes when you don't complete all of your work, you need to go to summer school.
Lawmakers say Greitens is a lot more hands-on in dealing with the legislature than his predecessor, Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. But some felt his approach was heavy-handed. For instance, Democratic Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says Democrats and Republicans were upset with how Greitens called out two GOP senators during a debate over raising pay for elected officials.
He's created some bad feelings among people, and I think that part of what you see play out on the Senate floor is that there are people that are not interested necessarily in putting forward the governor's priorities.
Others bristled at Greitens' very public campaign to ban lobbyists' paid meals, entertainment, and travel. Democratic Representative Clem Smith of Elda Village Hills pushed back against the idea that free stuff affected how he voted on legislation.
You've got to be a pretty weak-minded person to think that a roast beef dinner may impact, something in your community and the residents sent you up here.
Perhaps the source of the most ire was A New Missouri, a politically active nonprofit that Greitens' campaign staffers set up to push his agenda. Greitens' detractors say it's hypocritical for the governor to preach about ethics when A New Missouri isn't saying where it gets its money. GOP Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City says it was a mistake for the nonprofit to release online attack ads disparaging senators.
We decided that if we're going to have an ethics discussion, that we need to talk about dark money and the influence of dark money, and that that has a more real impact on year-to-year policymaking than whether or not a lobbyist brings pizza.
Still, few lawmakers are willing to bet Greitens' relationship with the legislature is broken beyond repair. After all, Greitens is a newcomer, a fact that isn't lost on some veterans like Republican Representative Kathy Conway of St. Charles. She says there's a steep learning curve, especially when Greitens is getting used to running a multi-billion-dollar enterprise.
It's like a new marriage. You love each other, but it's going to take time to know your quirks and your habits. And I think next year we can look for a lot better things as we know each other better.
For his part, Greitens made no apologies for how he dealt with lawmakers this session, even when asked whether his tactics caused the dysfunction he decried.
Career politicians are going to make lots of excuses. They'll find lots of ways to cast blame. What we do is we take responsibility for the things that we've done. And the fact is we are off to the most successful start of any conservative administration in generations.
Greitens' relationship building project could continue sooner than later, especially if he calls lawmakers back for a special session. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.